Ran into Doug, who was out with the family celebrating a birthday for a good friend. Doug, how are you?
Hey, Tony. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Well, let's talk a little bit about the market. It's been rocking and rolling the last couple of weeks.
It really has. You know, a lot of good things underneath. The economic reports are better. Employment is better. Europe, which we heard so much about last year, I don't know if we can say it's better, but it looks like it's corralled, and that's given the market some and participants some comfort, and we're doing pretty well.
Doug always forwards us interesting information. February non-farm payrolls, unemployment rates. Give us the info on that, Doug.
Yeah, the economy now, I think anything we talk about with respect to jobs and the economy is probably a bit wobbly still, just until the confidence really gets embedded. But there's no question that the employment picture is much stronger now. And it's actually been good, Tony, for a fair amount of time. The private sector has been creating jobs, but those have been offset by government jobs being lost. Washington, D.C., that's growing. But the state and local level, a lot of jobs have been lost there, and that's had the effect of offsetting the private sector. So we're really in a pretty good picture. We're putting up around 250,000 jobs, private sector jobs, on a monthly basis, and the market likes it. And, of course, we all want to see that because it's been such a anemic job market. It's great to see.
Well, the unemployment rate is 8.3, but a key point is not so much the retail jobs that lost jobs, the retail section, but construction. When we see construction start peaking again, that will be a very good sign, won't it?
It will be. And one thing, I always like to look at the stock market and say, at the end of the day, you can talk to me, you can talk to somebody else, you can read anybody you want in the Wall Street Journal as an example. I mean, there's a lot of opinions out there, and that's really all they are, is opinions with respect to the direction of the market or manufacturing or construction or what have you. But ultimately, investors, if you will, they kind of vote with their wallet. And what I mean by that, Tony, is, the market is really a good barometer of how people are collectively, placing their bets, if you will. And the home building stocks have broken out to a multi-year high. I mean, they're going up. It's been one of the best performing groups this year. And hopefully it's foretelling, giving us an idea where we're going to be as we move forward. You're seeing a nice dynamic there because we have housing now, the affordability index is at the best level it's been since 1975. So that's a combination of interest rates, income, as well as the price of housing. If you mix those three things together, homes are as cheap as they have been in about 40 years right now.
How important is the fact that Greece passed their debt test and 80% of their creditors have agreed to a bond swap? How important is that to the market?
I think it's important. Certainly it's important. We had a little scare last Tuesday that perhaps that wouldn't happen. It wouldn't be orderly. Dow Jones Industrial Average, boom, down 200 points. As we rolled into Thursday, as you just indicated, things went through pretty good. Now the question is going to be the unintended consequences. There's a lot of kind of things going around. I think it'll be hard to get into all the details today, but there was a lot of constituents that are not happy about the way that deal went down. And we'll have to see what the fallout is of that. Sometimes these things have a little bit of lag, and then all of a sudden we say, uh-oh, there's some contagion going on. There's the cause and effect. And, rarely does everything just go perfect. There's usually somebody that loses, and there's some consequences to that. And that was the case here. So we're going to have to see. But so far, I think the key is the market feels like it's been, as I mentioned earlier, corralled, contained for now. And they're paying attention, so we'll see. All things so far so good, but I'm a little bit anxious. There's something else out there we don't know about.
The PR director for Bank of America is earning their salary, whoever that person is, because they can't stay out of the news. More than 200,000 financially strapped households will have a chance to sharply reduce their mortgage balances under a side deal negotiated by Bank of America that could allow the bank to avoid as much as $850 million in penalties. How does that affect the market?
The market is, I think, grab the banks, and particularly these big money center banks, you know, like the one you just mentioned, and just kind of thrown them in the corner and said, you know what, you guys are a mess. Go over there, hang out over there, figure it out. Once you get things cleaned up, we'll take another look. Because it's just one thing after another. And if you look at those banks, broadly speaking, the big banks, rough years last year. Bank of America, tough. Citigroup, tough. It's tough sledding, and they've got Bank of America in particular made the deal with Countrywide, who had their own kind of problems, so to speak, and they bought those problems, and so now they get to deal with them. So you're right, the PR man or woman over there is getting clubbed over the head almost. It's incessant.
I read this article written by Derek Kravitz and David Carpenter of the Associated Press. And it's titled Stock Rally Helps Regain Pre-Recession Wealth. Listen to this. You always tell me, Doug, how the market's a roller coaster ride and you have to be in for the long term. This is how the Dow bounced back. So if we go back to October 17th, it was down almost 250 points. The next day, it was up 180. On the 25th of October, down 207. If we go to November, up 512. That's November 2 through 8. On November 9th, it was down almost 400. Go to November 28, up 813. March 6th, down 203. And then on March 7th, up almost 80 points. You really have to be a patient person if you're going to invest in the market.
You do. You have to really go back. The volatility has the effect of shaking people out, and that's usually why the price is down. And if you look back to October, it was down. And why was that? Because people were shaken out. They just sold. And now look where we're at now. Sometimes you got to, I think, Tony, not that all your money should be fully committed to the stock market all the time, or it should be committed to the same companies all the time. I think our industry has probably done the public a disservice at some level because a lot of folks just kind of subscribe to that. And look at General Motors, look at Kmart. You cannot just be in there blind and for the long haul because things change, and you got to respond to that. But what's important is your stock market money, the money that you say, okay, half of my savings is going to go into the stock market, and a lot of people will do that through mutual funds. I'm not going to get whipped out by the day-to-day headlines and all the other things, because if you think about it, what are you investing in? You're investing in companies like Coca-Cola, Target stores, Walmart, Home Depot, what have you. And, really, if you want to get simplistic about it, there's more that goes into it, but are those companies going to be around? Is Coke going to be serving Coke up 5 years from now, 10 years from now? The answer to that is probably going to be yes. Is Walmart still going to be selling stuff? Answer to that, most likely, yes. And so if that's the case, those companies are going to grow their business, grow their profits, and ultimately the more profit they make, the stocks are correlated to that. They're going to be driven by the earnings momentum over time, day to day, week to week. It's crazy, but the market, we always talk about the fundamentals, and if we went down to the university here in East Lansing and talked to a finance prof, they'd be telling us, the fund. Did I lose you, Tony?
Yeah, no, I'm still here.
Okay. They'd be talking to you about, the fundamentals will drive companies, and that's true over time. And the challenge as the investor is investor psychology, fear, greed. Those things are only loosely tied to fundamentals, and that's what you have to know as an investor, is that the market does not have to be rational every day, and in fact, it's not. That's just the way it goes, but if you believe in what those companies are doing, at the business level, ultimately, that's going to be a good thing, should be a good thing for the stock price.
All right, Doug, before we let you go, how did the overseas markets fare earlier today?
Tony, I actually have not had my eye on it. I'm playing dad this morning. When I went to bed last night, I'll tell you this, they were down just a touch. The U.S. looked like it was going to open down about 3 points, but candidly, I can't tell you where we're sitting right now.
All right, sounds good, Doug. Doug is the Senior Vice President for Investments for Raymond James in East Lansing. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it.